Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Oh, what's going on, faithful? There is nobody that is happier than I am. The man, the king, the enforcer. Omar's coming. Dre Greenlaw has returned to the 49ers. I had to go put on my Dre Greenlaw jersey. That's right. Flexing that 5'7". It went to the back of the closet, but it didn't go away. I freaking love this. And I've been talking for 2 weeks with the rumors of Dre Greenlaw getting released, and people be like, no. And I've been adamant. Absolutely. You listened to the show earlier today with Ant, which shout out to Ant. You can listen to the show with Wayne. You can listen to the show by myself. You can listen to the show with Larry Crew. I don't give a damn. I love this. I freaking love it. Dre Greenlaw has been my favorite player on the 49ers for the longest time. Like, not even close. Like, one, the 49ers franchise has been spoiled with linebacker play. It's the best linebacker play across, you know, NFL history. It's not even close. I mean, shoot. Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, incredible. Keenan Turner, are you freaking kidding me? You got the best Ken Norton years. Now you got Fred Warner. You got Dre Greenlaw. Just unreal. And there's more than that, and I know I'm leaving some out, and I apologize, you know, not trying to upset the old hats or whatever else out there. But you cannot tell me that Dre Greenlaw does not make your team better. You can't do it. 5'7 is a freaking beast that intimidates and scares the hell out of the opposing team. Nobody wants to go against that man. Nobody does. And I know. All right, here we go. Here's the devil's advocate. People's popular opinion, but he's always hurt. Well, guess what? You're not paying top dollar. You got this dude for a 1 year, $7.5 million deal, and I guarantee you that is not fully guaranteed. Even if it is, I'm fine with it. If you get 8 games of Dre Greenlaw, you have gotten value. He is that damn good. And on top of that, to compound everything, this means D. Winters is no longer starting at will. Are you kidding me? What did I just say like 4 hours ago? What time is it now? It's 1:30. 3 hours ago, I said, like, you cannot go into this season with D. Winters pinned in as your starter at will linebacker. I don't mind if D. Winters starts at Sam, right? That's 20 snaps a game as opposed to every single snap of the game. Can't do it. Can't do it. And this is such a value contract for a guy that got, you know, what was his contract last year? Let me pull this up. Like, what did he just sign, right? He signed a 3-year, $31.5 million deal. That's what he did have with the Broncos. You just got him for seven. You just got him for $7 million. So he left, he canceled out, I think it was the tight end compensation pick, but whatever, I don't want to dive into that. You're getting him for pennies on the dollar. So if you're one of those people that's just like, oh, he can't stay healthy, blah, blah, blah. Dude, shut the hell up, because you're not paying healthy prices. You're paying injured prices. And so the value deals continue. You got a value deal on Mike Evans because he chose you. And if you listen to any of that press conference today, Mike Evans chose the 49ers. It took a lesser contract to get here. That's awesome. You got a value contract on Osa Odighizuwa because he gave the Cowboys a discount deal because he wanted to build a family there. Cowboys screwed him over. They have no integrity. And now you just got a value deal on Dre Greenlaw. That's not one. That's not two. That's three starters that you have added that you know exactly what you are getting. These are not, let's gamble on upside and youth and we're hoping. No hope. There's no hope in this. You know what you're getting. And again, back to the Dre Greenlaw doesn't play, blah, 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 blah. He played 8 of the last 9 games for the Broncos. 8 of the last 9 games. He was out there. Now, was he great? Nah. He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad. I could pull up the PFF grades, but he wasn't his usual self. And he talked even about how he struggled with the defense. He struggled with the practices, whatever else. Like, I am just saying, you got Drake Greenlaw for 1 year, $7.5 million freaking dollars. He's 28. You're getting prime Drake Greenlaw with something to prove, something to play for. He's going back with one of his best friends, Fred Warner. Man, that podcast is going to be fun, right? Those guys get back. I could not be happier. I could not be happier. And I can already tell you, there's going to be people out there like, oh, I can't believe they did this, blah, blah, blah. Man, those people don't know what the hell they're talking about. When this team has Drake Greenlaw, they are a different defense. They are a different special teams. They are a different offense because he's an enforcer. He is the guy. Go get him, Dre. Go get him. And yeah, you're going to get some of those penalties and you're going to get like, that's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, whenever you have those crimes of passion, for lack of a better term, it rumbles through everything. Y'all remember the freaking Eagles game, right? And that big Dom, whatever the hell that guy is. Like, you remember everybody's like, oh, now we're going to lose because he's blah, 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 blah. And then you freaking blew him out, right? Like that dude, whenever he's out there, you go to the Super Bowl before the injury, which was a freak. That was just a freak incident. But like that dude had Travis Kelce about to commit assault to Andy Reid on the sideline because of how different he was. Whenever he is healthy, he is a top 10 linebacker. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Now, you could say, well, that's a big if, John, and he's not healthy. Well, all right, let's look at, you know, kind of the Drake Greenlaw overview. He comes in as a fifth-round pick back in 2019. And for everybody, it's like, oh, Niners don't draft. Bullshit. Fifth-round pick, are you kidding? That 2019 draft might be one of the best draft classes of all time for any team. It was incredible. But you got him at a fifth-round pick. This dude has started 63 games. 63. And, yeah, he ain't going to start every game this year. I can guarantee you that. But he doesn't have to. For $7 million, if this dude plays 9 games, you got your value. If he plays more than that, now you're in the bonus. On top of that, now whenever he proves he can stay healthy, if he can do that, then he goes and signs elsewhere. Now you get a comp pick back. Like, are you freaking... like, where is the negative, ladies and gentlemen? Where is the freaking negative? I can't find it. It doesn't exist. There's not negative. Silent. Appreciate the super chat. Love him, but wish they forgot about Dre injuries. See, that's the thing. You're not paying for a healthy player. You're paying the injured price. It's damaged. You're not buying the new car off the lot. You're not. You're going and getting the used car at a used car price. So if you were paying a top dollar, that'd be one thing. You are not. And again, like, I really want to see what the guarantees are going to be. And you know what? If I had to take a guess, I don't think we're going to see the guarantees on this deal for a little while. I hope I'm wrong because I want to know. And then on top of that, you know, negative, positive, however you want to look at this, Bryce Huff has retired. So that factors in it as well, which, you know, you look at the contract, Bryce Huff was supposed to get about six because he had $1 million bonus due tomorrow. He was going to get right at $7 million, just under. You just shifted that. Who would you rather have? Bryce Huff? Zero sacks in the last 10 games and he's just a pass rusher? Or would you rather have an enforcer that changes everything? Top 10 coverage linebacker. Top 10 run linebacker. When he's healthy, that's there. I am so freaking psyched, man. Ah, I haven't read any of the chats. I'm just on the super chats right here. Kimbro, appreciate the super chat, my man. He says, first time in a while, I got to catch a live show. JC, you said a few weeks ago, you have all the fans you need. That's a bold-faced lie. Everyone needs your positivity and energy. Man, that's very, very kind. If you guys don't know Kimbro, he's a good dude, man. And I appreciate you. Thank you for your generosity and all you do for the community. And I know all you do is help people out there with jobs and everything. So thank you for what you do. I'm content. I am very happy. And again, I'm wearing a damn jersey. Like, I'm not an insider. I'm not a journalist. I am a 49ers fan. I'm wearing a Drake Greenlaw jersey that I had readily available, if I'm going to be very honest with you. I was ready It's a little hot to be wearing the jersey inside the house. I got to bump the recording fan up. But, like, I do this because I love it, right? And Dre Greenlaw, why did he leave? Niners never paid him really the respect that he deserved. And, you know, never even made him captain, which I thought was crazy. I hated that, and I kept wanting to be captain every year, but they didn't for whatever reason. And then once they found out everybody else wanted him, then the Niners matched and were even willing to pay more. But his dad even talked about, dude, he wants to go somewhere he's valued. That's what he wants. And so he left. It didn't work out. The grass is not always greener on the other side. And, like, that's why I say, like, I don't know. I'm very, very happy where I am. What's the saying? A smart man learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from others' mistakes. So, like, not that Dre Greenlaw made a mistake. He went and got paid. That's generational wealth for a kid that was in the foster program. Like, this dude was a foster kid that has now made generational wealth and is returning back to the Niners with his friends. And that is huge. That's a beautiful man. This is, like, I know in today's world, people get negative. And now, and Kimbrough, I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate your positivity. But, like, come on. Like, what? I know there's going to be so many negative takes out there, and they're all going to start with injuries and whatever else. Watch the fucking film, man. Watch it. Because do you not remember? I would argue, since 1994, I would argue this. There is one moment since that Super Bowl 94, since then, the number one moment in 49ers franchise history is Dre Greenlaw. It's that stop on the one-inch line versus the Seattle Seahawks. Like, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, okay? I know I got more Super Chats. I want to get there. Man, I'm scrolling through all this, and I apologize. But y'all, somebody tell me right now, is there a more memorable key moment, whatever you want to call, in 49ers franchise history since 1995 than 5-7 just shutting down the fucking Seahawks? Is there one? And y'all are going to sit here and act like y'all are upset? The dude's 28. He's 28. He's 28. And you got this dude back for $7 million? Are you kidding? I'm going to pull up this. This is, all right, we're doing this. I'm pulling up the 49ers just, and this is the total. Let's see here. We're going guaranteed. We're going cap number. We're doing all these things. No, let's don't do it that way, because that's a weird way. Let's get into our contracts. There we go. Contract tables. San Francisco. We're doing amount per year. Yeah, let's do this. Average per year. This Luke Farrell got $5.5 million. Really? You guys are going to be upset about that? Like, I'm not saying you guys. I know you're not. I know you're not. You're here, and I'm thankful. I'm very happy to be with you guys. But, dude, I freaking love this. Chris, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. And, yeah, we would have won the Super Bowl if he didn't get hurt. Look at this. Jason from England here, 49ers fan since 82. Dre Greenlaw is back. That is correct, man. Dre's return is good news. Lynch cooking right now. That's three starters added. Remember, 2025, last year, zero starters added in free agency. Not one offense, not one defense. You've already added three. You've already added three. And they're established starters. Established. Is it like established back where he belongs? Oh, I freaking love it. I freaking love it. Oh, here we go. Silent Alex Smith to Vernon Davis for Saints. Definitely. That is up there. T.O. versus the Cowboys. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah, and I hate the Cowboys more than anybody. The playoff implications I thought was a lot. Dre made the all-time best defensive play of franchise history. Dre back to the Bay. I agree with that one right there. Yeah, three starters. I love it, bro. We back. Fred and Greenlaw, best duo in the league. It was for three straight years. It was. Yeah, right here, generic. He says, yep, just like you and Ant said. I'm pumped, man. So many special moments. Kittle versus Saints was awesome. That was incredible as well. Yeah, shout out to my man Nick. Para says the Niners save $5.5 million in 26 and $11 million in 2027. And I think the fact that this comes at this time, I think the Niners were going to cut him. I really, really do. Like, I would have, he didn't put anything on tape the last 10 weeks, even in the playoffs. I understand you, he was playing by himself out there, but like, I'm happy for him. He made a lot of money. I really, really am. Now, let me look up just, you know, I don't want to change gears too much right now. But if you look at Bryce Huff, he's made $40.5 million in his career. That is something to be celebrated. That is something that is absolutely incredible. He was an undrafted free agent, man. This dude made $40 million. Generational wealth for his family, Bryce Huff. Congratulations, man. But I don't think the Niners were going to retain him. The timing of this is what it is. And so the Niners get back, you know, all that money. You needed him last year, but happy for him, man. Good job. But it was the tape said it was over. The tape said it was over. It really, really did. You put him in a perfect situation, he might be able to get you some stuff. The tape said it was over last year. Really, really did. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Shout out to Sid. The pay is commensurate with the availability. You're getting the discounted price. You're not paying top dollar for Dre Greenlaw. You're not. You're paying $7 million for 1 year, and then you get a comp pick afterwards. Oh, here we go, the recovery. Yeah, I'm thinking we're back. Let's go. It's the John Wick. I can see it, man. I wish I was better at impersonations, but yeah, I'm thinking we're back whenever he's all pissed off. Dude, imagine being in the 49ers locker room right now. Imagine being freaking Trent Williams, right? Colton McKivitz, Kyle Juszczyk, CMC. Like, dude, you mean to tell me Nick Bosa's not, like, fired up? Like, he's talked about in the past how Dre Greenlaw is one of his favorite teammates he's ever had. Like, dude, you can't tell me, like, vibes all, and vibes don't win games necessarily, but, like, come on, man. I'm thinking we're back. That dude, 5'7 and 5'4 get to play football, and we get to watch that again. I never thought I'd get to watch it again. I've been adamant. Drake Greenlaw has been my favorite player in the NFL since, I want to go back, since 2020, whenever he made that play. I was like, that's it. And he just grew. Ah, I'm freaking so excited, man. Nick, appreciate the super chat, my man, the godfather himself. Dre is back. We need that attitude back. Yes. Punishment. You're going to play here, there's a tax. You come over the middle, better be prepared to rip your head off. You're going to talk trash, I'll suplex your ass. The penalties come with it. I don't care. Whenever I coached, I didn't care. I told them, I don't like brain dead plays, like penalties, but penalties of passion, that's different. And I'm not saying go out there and play dirty. That's not what I'm saying. But they better respect and fear you and understand whose field this is. That matters. You're going to run a little wide receiver option over the middle? Go ahead. Try it more than once. Try it. And Fred Warner's the best linebacker, coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. And Fred Warner's a beast and intimidating, all those things. Kyle Shanahan has called Dre Greenlaw Mike Tyson on the football field several times. It changes the way you play. I could die out there. That is a thought that goes through their head. This dude could kill me. And now you know Dre Greenlaw's out there on a prove it deal. Who do you want to prove it more? And you have the youth behind him. So D Winter starts if he's injured. That's where we've been for the past two seasons. Not great, but hey, maybe Nick Martin, now he just gets to chill and learn, which he's had 2 years away from football now. And, you know, we'll have to see what that is with the injury and all that stuff. But come on, man, the attitude and the change and everything. You come out to play here, there is a tax that has to be paid, and you're going to pay it with your body. Oh, I freaking love it, man. Ready to run through a damn wall. I just finished my leg workout at 24-hour fitness. I was all tired and stuff, and I saw this dude. Shout out to Rick and everybody blowing up my phone. I haven't responded to everybody yet, but I like that people, like, associate Dre Greenlaw with this show. I mean, I've been freaking pounding the table to bring him back. Now, back to Nick's comment, Super Chat. I see Huff's retirement as good news. I do as well. I think they were going to cut him. He had a big cap hit this year, so although I didn't anticipate him retiring, something had to be done with him, bang, bang. Yeah, good for him, and wish him nothing but the best. And, you know, the Niners got what they needed in that trade. You want a playoff game against the Eagles. It's a pretty cool way to go out on top. You know, the team that signed him and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's awesome. Whiskey, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. What's up, JC? What's your odds for us getting Max? 10, 50%, much less. Can't wait to see Dre in the plot. I'm going to say less than 1%. I don't think the Raiders and Mark Davis would trade Max Crosby to the 49ers, even if they offered the same deal, two first rounders. I don't think that they would do it. One, they got four, you know, they were going to get the number 14 overall pick from Baltimore and then another one. Pick 27 is a big difference. Like, I have never been in on the Max Crosby to Niners thing, not because he's not great. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's got to make sense for the 49ers, the player, and the Raiders. Remember, the 49ers offered more for a trade in Khalil Mack several years ago than the Bears. They didn't want to trade him to the 49ers. Al Davis hated the 49ers. Mark Davis hates the 49ers. Like, I just don't ever see that taking place. And I've been very consistent in that, but I also don't think now that the 49ers could afford it, because now you're adding the contract of Mike Evans, you're adding the contract of Osa, now you're adding $7 million, not that big of a deal, but it still matters. I think you have to keep those draft picks, especially the first and second round. And even if the Niners did offer a first rounder this year and first rounder next year, I still don't think the Raiders would take it. I just really, really don't. So your question, odds of us getting Max, I'm going to say 1%. I'd get a lot more clicks and a lot more subscribers if I said it's going to be a must still or 50-50 or whatever else, but I can't do that just because they hate the 49ers there. And so they would hate to send their best, most profitable player back to the Bay whenever, like, here we go. Like, look at the side of my hat. It says Faithful to the Bay. The Niners' official logo is fuck the Raiders. They left you. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is not a it is superficial, but it's not like it's just a one-sided whatever. Faithful to the Bay is the Raiders left you guys. We're still here. And every time you see that, just understand that's the 49ers franchise flipping off the Raiders and saying they left you. That's what that is. So they're not trading him. Max Crosby's awesome, and I think that the Baltimore Ravens basically negotiated the deal with Trey Hendricks and were just like, man, we could do this and keep our picks. Let's just do that instead. Meniscus tears, not a big deal. So I'm not one of the ones that's like, oh, there's something bad with Max Crosby. I don't think so. Meniscus tears are not a big deal in today's NFL. So, but all that being said, not getting them. I wish. Would I trade 2 first-rounders? I would not. Not with the way this current team is built. You need youth. You need youth. Silent, appreciate you, man. We got the heart back. Let him juice the youngins. Yes. Yes. Like, imagine being a wide receiver, and now you get to learn from Mike Evans. Imagine the young defensive tackle room, right? And it's not just Alfred Collins. It's not just C.J. West. It's Evan Anderson. It's Sebastian Valdez. Now you get to learn from O.C. Odighizuwa, who's dude's done it in the league for 5 years. And then imagine being a linebacker, which you got a lot of young ones. You got a lot of young ones in there. You know, D. Winters, Tatum Bethune, Nick Martin. Now you get to learn from Trey Greenlaw. Like, you are developing the 49ers. And this was my biggest critique last year. There's no veteran depth at so many positions. There's not veteran leadership or depth. Your three biggest signings this year, Mike Evans, Osa, Trey Greenlaw. You are now creating your starting lineups better. Your backups are better. Your leadership is better. Oh, I'm getting excited. My goal was 2 starters in free agency. If the Niners added 2 starters, I was going to be happy. 3. Now you got 3. Oh, maybe they're not done. Maybe they're not done. User, appreciate the super chat. I love it, but I need even more. More talent, more depth. Have to go into the season knowing the whole starting lineup can miss time. More. Be prepared. I like the freaking, you know, Lion King. Be prepared. It's impossible for the I say this, and yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should hold my hand up or whatever else. It's statistically impossible for the Niners to miss the amount of starts that they have missed last year again. Statistically, not likely. Doesn't mean it won't happen. But, man, this has a completely different feel than last year. A completely different feel. And for all of us who have been really, really upset with ownership or GM or head coach, like, why aren't we going all in? Why aren't we trying? Whatever else. Dude, what the hell else do you want from this offseason? If that's your take, like, why aren't we going all in? Bitch, they're going all in. Like, they're going in. We'll have to see how the contracts come out, but it looks like it's a 1-year deal for Mike Evans. It's a 1-year deal for Dre Greenlaw. And the Osa deal is 1 year with 2-year option on it, basically. So, like, you get this veteran stuff. You're not going after guys who might be. You're going after guys who have been and have consistently done this in the NFL for a long stage of time, none longer than Mike Evans. You got 5 years track history with Osa and Dre Greenlaw. I mean, shoot, he's been in the league 6 years now. Come on, man. Yeah, the injuries are there. I get that. But you're paying injured prices. You're not paying top of the market. You're not doing it. That's why I'm excited. Right here, review, appreciate the super chat. After the re-signings, it's possible we trade D. Yeah, maybe. I mean, right now, like, you've got 3 young pups. and you're hoping Nick Martin or Tatum Bethune or D Winters, and you got Garrett Wallow, who you brought back too. That's a special team with depth signing. But like, dude, your linebacker room is stacked. You've got six dudes that can have all played. All of them have, well, Nick Martin hasn't played, but he was a third round pick last year. Very possible you could trade, but the linebacker position is so devalued because, like, even on free agency currently, man, there are so many linebackers still available that you can go pay. Okereke, Devin Bush, Bobby Wagner, Levante David, Akeem Davis Gaither, Kenneth Murray, Matt Milano. Like, the NFL has chosen the safety position and the linebacker position to just not have value. You just got Drake Greenlaw for $7 million, man. This dude signed for $13 million a year last year. You got half off. That's clearance. You just got a clearance signing. And so could you trade one of those young pups? Sure. It's not the best, you know, even whenever you look at the draft, which I've been scouting linebackers, but it's like, man, I don't know if we really need to scout linebackers now because you got three young pups. There's not a lot. And even if you count Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles as linebackers, if that's how you're going to use them instead of edge guys, like, this is not a talented linebacker class. Doesn't mean there's not good linebackers out there. But with the 49ers having six picks, I don't think linebackers one of those picks that you're going to go for. Definitely not first round. Definitely not second round. One of those fourth round picks, maybe. But only if it's a best player available, which the Niners do go best player available in the fourth round. They do not do that in the first or second round. And I'm telling you right now, C.J. Allen, you know, out of Georgia, he's, you know, ranked 26 overall in this class, consensus ranking. I don't think you even have him on your board, really. Maybe if he falls to the second round, but he won't. Anthony Hill, I love. He falls to the second round, but he won't. Maybe you could do that there, but like, yeah, I'm cool trading one of the linebackers. I trade any of them. Nick Martin, I trade D Winters. I trade Tatum Bethune. And so, like, for D Winters, I'd take a six-round pick. For Tatum Bethune, I'd take probably a six-round pick. I kind of liked what Tatum had because I feel like Tatum played a strong Sam linebacker role, but he had to play up as Mike. Dude, I kind of want to see what Tatum does at Sam more than I want to see D Winters. D Winters has all the athleticism, but Tatum, I wouldn't mind him being that number three guy. Nick Martin, I would trade if I'll take probably a sixth, maybe a fifth. I would take those. So I would not mind any of those trades, to be honest with you. I really, really wouldn't. But again, the focus just goes back to 49ers having a pretty damn good offseason right now. The 49ers are having a pretty damn good offseason right now. Value deals. Jay Tonjes locked up for 2 years. Sam O, right of first refusal. Got to keep him. Like, I'm liking it. Kalia Davis is a cool player, and I'm glad he got signed, and Robert Beal got signed, and all those things. But, like, come on. You know what they are and what they aren't at this point. And I'm tired of the 49ers having so many inconsistent players. That's what, like, letting Kalia Davis walk, letting Robert Beal walk, letting those guys go. Like, dude, we're tired of this boom bust play. Like, that's not it. We want consistency. How do you get consistency? You go get veteran established players. You go get Mike Evans. You go get, man, if you haven't watched the OSA tape that we put up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel, dude, that tape, every play, I counted like two negative reps out of, I think, 60. I mean, just consistent. Dre Greenlaw, we know what he is. Right here, Stefan, do you think we're a top five contender now? I think you're a top five contender before this offseason. I think three of the best teams in the NFL are on the same division. Yes, I do. I 100%. Like, pass rush was always going to be an issue, but you're getting back Nick Bosa. You're getting back Mikael Williams. That's huge. You add in Osa. That's huge. The two biggest issues, I would argue the worst player. Oh, man. D Winters was a killer last year defensively. He looked all right when he was playing next to Fred. When Fred left, D Winters went off a cliff, man. It was rough for him. So many negative plays. That and Jair Brown's safety play was really, really bad. You fixed the pass rush. I don't want to say completely fixed. Now you need a speed edge guy. And so, you know, if you're looking at the draft, yeah, speed edge guys, those are all highlighted. And I, you know, we're kind of talking about a lot of those. Yeah, speed edge off the edge, right? You're talking Akeem Mesidor. You're talking Zion Young. You're talking R. Mason Thomas. You're talking Cassius Howell. You're talking these speed pass rush, Malachi Lawrence. You want to put him in there? Cool. Like, there's a lot of them. That or wide receiver, that's kind of where I see it. But yeah, I consider the 49ers the top five team. I did anyway. I did last year. Like, they were technically, were they a top five team? They didn't make it to the championship. That's top four. So they were the round right before. So they kind of finished in that realm, right? When Kyle Shanahan's coaching this team, and you heard Mike Evans say it, I wanted a team that can compete for a Super Bowl now, that had an elite offensive play caller, and an elite quarterback. And somebody that needed a number one wide receiver. And whenever you have somebody that says, well, it was either this or the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, but I chose this. I've been telling you guys for, you know, since that deal happened with Mike Evans, Mike Evans chose the 49ers. 49ers wanted him. So many teams wanted him. He chose the 49ers. Why? Because of the culture, because of the coach, because of the quarterback. Kyle Shanahan, I'm going to be really honest with you. You don't get Trent Williams in that trade. You don't get Mike Evans, and you don't get back Drake Greenlaw. Without Kyle Shanahan, you don't get those guys. I don't even know if any of those points are quote-unquote debatable. Huff is retiring. So Bryce Huff, congrats to him. That's awesome. When people retire, you celebrate that. That is a beautiful thing, what he's accomplished, over $40 million. That dude is set for life. Congratulations, Bryce Huff. I appreciate what you did for the 49ers, even though it was 1 year. But, man, one, I just get to the point. I'm going to say this all the time. I say it every time in free agency. Celebrate other successes. When one of us wins, we all win. I truly believe that. Your life is better instead of being that old stick in the mud, like, why are they paying these kids all this money? That's ridiculous. Like, that just sucks, man. That ain't going to help you have a better life. Ain't going to help those kids. Ain't going to help nobody around you. Everybody just don't want to talk to you no more because you're all pissy and sad all the time. Celebrate, man. Life is great. And if you're a 49ers fan, it's even better. So, sorry. A lot of soapbox stuff today. I apologize. Paro, what's up, man? He's back. This comment is from Rick. Shout out to Chap and all the things you do. The Rush Crew, Nikki Baby, Shade, Ash, Eric, Willie. I freaking love it. That is the who's who of just lifeblood of the 49ers Rush team. And if you've never been to our Rush road trips, this year is going to be the year. I thought I was going to take a year back, like a year not off, but like I was going to tone it down. We did 10 trips last year, which was way too much. And so the goal was to do 4 to 5 this year, but then you got the Australia game. You know for sure I ain't missing that. Then you got the Mexico game. Then you're going to Dallas. That's my home. Got to go there. Going to Kansas City. That's where I went to grad school. Got to get some barbecue. And going to Atlanta. That's where most of my extended family lives. I'm going there. And got to do Seattle. Got to do it. So it's just like, man, already up to like 7 trips. But Nick says, who's coming with me to Australia? I do have some news there. We should have, in the next few days, finalized almost all of our Australia travel package. So we are putting together an elite travel experience. It's going to be a 7-day. We're going to cover your flights. We're going to cover your hotel, stay in a nice hotel in Melbourne. We've got your game tickets covered. We have your all-inclusive tailgate covered. We have the entire itinerary for a week-long building. The goal is we're building a lifelong trip as if you're never going back to Melbourne again. From San Francisco. So we're flying out there together. We're staying in a hotel together. We've got restaurant reservations together. And it's going to be an all-inclusive package, all those things. We're going to be taking deposits starting later this week. And then whenever they announce the actual date of the game, because we're building and operating around the construct that the NFL's put out there. If it doesn't work for you, then you can get your deposit back. But we've got about 150 spots. So once that's full, we're building some contingency so we can go longer than that, but we're going to be taking deposits. Going to be about $499 for the deposit. And if you want to know how expensive this trip's going to be, just Google flight San Francisco nonstop to Australia. That should put everything in perspective for you. So stay tuned. It'll be on this show. We'll put it on our Twitter at JL_Chapman. We'll put it on our Instagram, 40 Hours Rush Podcast, Facebook, 40 Hours Rush Podcast. We'll talk about it on the show once that's available. So we're hoping to have that up and start taking deposits in about within the week. And yeah, the whole goal and everything we're doing behind the scenes is to just build lifelong memories together. That is what it's about. So Nick asks, who's going to Australia? Y'all better freaking come party with us. Wife's coming out. It's going to be incredible. I'm super, super excited. So yeah, stay tuned for that. And again, that's going to be on all of our socials. If you haven't followed us, 49ers Rush Podcast, wherever you click on people's faces, I will be there. Shout out to Eric. He controls most of that for us. He does a great job as well. Big Toe, thanks for the super chat. I know D winners frustrate you. And there's guys you just get down on and stay on, but he showed more to me than Bethune, who's a good tackler. That's it. That is fair. That is fair. And yeah, like the coach in me, whenever you have the same, like this is my bias that I bring to the table, which is a negative. And Tone, you pointed it out very well. When you have the same mistake that is not corrected over and over and over and over and over again, I do get out of that. And that's part of the problem with us breaking down every single offense and defensive play three times on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com, you know, for the past five seasons, we've done that. So, like, not only do I have to go to the games and watch it, or get to go to the games and watch it, but then whenever we break down the film breakdowns, like, that stuff drives me crazy. And so, yeah, this is the D winner's paradox. He's one of the fastest linebackers in the NFL. But the disconnect between what he sees and what he does, it's never been bridged. And so he'll sit there and read his under key, go to the flats, and his feet are just stuck in concrete, right? That kills me. And it's happened nonstop his entire career. And that's all those quick out routes that just keep getting first downs the whole time. Can he get out of that? Sure. And yeah, he has a higher threshold than Tatum Bethune does. But my thing is, I know what Tatum Bethune does well, which is stop the run and tackle. That's why I see him as a Sam linebacker. And I would like, but yeah, there are definitely people that are higher on D winners than they are Tatum Bethune, who has a lower floor, which he does. But I just know he does that one thing good. So just ask him to do that one thing. Outside of that, don't do it. But yeah, the book's not written on D winners. He's a great dude. Just he's got a lot more development to go. And now he gets that. He gets to learn and see. Definitely didn't get much mentorship from Devondre Campbell, but from Dre Greenlaw, that's where that's going to be. What's up, Brad? I love this Big Red. Dallas, baby. Dallas is going to be a good time. Big Papa, does the current defensive lineman that we've signed make you think we are going to lean more into the wide nine, or is it it's going to be the same? Nothing's changing. You got the same D-line coach, same linebacker coach, new secondary coach. It's not going to change too much. And, you know, the 49ers were multiple last year. And I think you will be more multiple up front. What that means, it's not just going to be the wide nine all the time. I think it'd be a little bit less. But no, like, you have your true three technique in Osa. CJ West can play both. And Alfred Collins played both last year's. But yeah, Alfred Collins should be your A-gap defender. You know, the 31 is kind of what the Niners run in that wide nine, which means you send a three technique in the B-gap outside shade of the guard to the strength offensive side. The one tech A-gap defender, you know, he's next to the center. That's usually kind of what you get there. And then that wide nine's over there. So, like, that's the tilted edge rusher out there. And Raheem Morris, look what he did. He two first-round picks, not one, on undersized edge rushers, speed edge rushers, and J.J. Pierce, and then the kid from Georgia. Like, now that he's here, why wouldn't you do that again? And again, like, who are those guys? You're talking about Cassius Howell. You're talking Zion Young. You're talking our Mason Thomas and Malachi Lawrence. Like, those are kind of your guys. You want to throw some other names that aren't getting as much love. You got Joshua Josephs. You've got Romello Height out of Texas Tech. You've got Derek Moore out of Michigan. Like, there's a lot of those guys that are these smaller, quick twitch, whatever. But I would argue Cassius Howell and Malachi Lawrence probably fit that bill more than most. Zion Young, I like a lot, but he doesn't fit that speed. Zion Young's huge out of Missouri. His tape is better than I think a lot of those guys, but he's 6'6", 260. Like, he's not a burner. He's not the edge threat that you just lost. You got your big buck ends, right, with Mikael Williams and Nick Bosa. Those guys are under contract for a very long time. You're missing the speed. You've got the 6'1", 270 Sam O, which hopefully, you know, that contract gets done. Oh, man. Oh, look at this. Rick, the Rush Crew. Man, I like the new tag, man. Will, me, and our attorney Scott is coming. That's I love it, man. Y'all got to keep me out of trouble. I know y'all don't practice in Australia, but, man, I miss you guys. But, yeah, I like Zion a lot. Zion Young, but he is not the speed edge guy. He's your every down buck style end that stops the run and rushes the passer, right? So, but 49ers analytics, appreciate you, man. Number 27 pass rush is now the most needed pick. I agree, unless Chris Brazel's there. Chris Brazel the second's there, then I would still agree with you, though. Edge rusher is the speed edge guy. That is what it is. But, man, Dre Greenlaw's back, baby. I really hope you guys are excited about this. You get to watch Fred Warner and Dre Greenlaw play football again together. I didn't think we were going to get there. I was upset when he lost, whenever he left last year, and I understood the reasons why he left. But he came home, and he's back. And you get him at a discounted price, $7 million for Dre Greenlaw? Are you fucking kidding me? $7 million. If you would have said last year that, you know what, let's just re-sign Dre Greenlaw for $7 million. Like, it was not even in the realm of possibility. Oh, I'm so freaking pumped. Oh, man, I'm so freaking pumped. It's a good time to be a Niner fan. This year's going to be fun, man. And I'm glad that all these trips and whatever are lined up, because this is a year. It's building. You got everything out of last year that you could get and then some. You had no business winning a playoff game last year. None. But they did. Now you get all those players back and you bring in. You remember all the people saying, well, free agents don't want to come here. All those like sad idiots. Come, you got three crazy value deals of people coming to this team. Like, people don't want to come play in San Francisco. Like, dude, take your tinfoil hat off. Freaking go touch some damn grass. Understand what the 49ers are building here. And quit going for damn clicks. Like, that just ain't it. Dude. That's not reality. Most narratives are not based on truth or facts. It's not. Or reason. They're not. They're based on algorithms and how to get people to click on your face. Fucking idiots, man. I'm telling you right now, dude, this is a place people want to be. It's a place players want to be. Now, maybe not everybody wants to be here, but Mike Evans sure as fuck does, and so does Dre Greenlaw. That's enough for me. Ah, two shows one day. I am so excited, man. Ah, life is good when you're a 49ers fan, especially this offseason. We didn't feel this way that often last season. Not one, not two, but three starters added, and they're not done. Today is a good day. Appreciate you guys. If you like what we do, go check us out at the49ersrush.com. Watch all of our video breakdowns. As soon as you sign up, you get access. We have things as low as $2 if you want to support us. If not, no worries. We'll be back live. Any new information. Thank you, guys. Dre Greenlaw, Omar coming. Till next time, stay strong, faith.